Hello, I'm Jane Massingham, Senior Editor for Acrylonitrile Trial in Europe, and welcome to this latest ICIS podcast, where I will be discussing the global picture of acrylo with my colleagues Chung Lee Lee in Singapore and Lucas Hall in Houston. So, when we last spoke in April, we felt like the market was potentially at a precipice. So, let's see how things have developed now. From a European point of view, it is still very much a tight situation, although it's slightly better than it was. Force majeure remains in place from INEOS Nitriles, but allocation levels are at minimum contract volumes for May. And there are customers hopeful that the declaration can be lifted in June, but obviously there's no confirmation from that from the company at the moment. Other production issues to take into account include planned maintenance for Lukoil, which is starting on the 15th of May for 2 months, and also from Belarus Polymer from the 25th of May for around 3 weeks. Now, Polymer have been quite active participant in the spot market in recent months when the market's been very tight. But there are sanctions being put in place. So let's see how that impacts things moving forward. From a demand point of view, acrylic fibre is running at around either 75% or 80%, depending on the player. Run rates could be higher if reasonably priced feedstock could be sought. But of course, spot prices are still very high and not attractive to the acrylic fibre markets. And so they've taken the decision to sort of cut back a little bit. Due to the lack of acrylo still. ABS and acrylamide continue to run very well. Those high spot prices I was talking about, they have come off slightly. They're still at high levels and still around sort of the 2,300 mark. And contract prices for May also increased slightly on the back of ammonia and ongoing propylene rises. So one headache at the moment for Europe as a net importer are those logistical challenges. High freight rates and delays to vessel are creating havoc for some players. And on that thread, we're now hearing that some ports in India have potentially declared force majeure. Now, India, obviously a hotspot that lots of people are watching at the moment due to the surging cases of coronavirus in the region. And there are reports of ships being turned away from Indian ports, and that's adding stress to an already under-stressed global shipping business. So from that point of view, turning to you, Lily, how are things in Asia? Are you seeing any particular challenges at the moment and how that's being relayed into the market?
Hi, Jane. Thanks for the overview on Europe market. And here in Asia, I think we are seeing similar situation as Europe in terms of supply. Supply is still rather tight, but there are some factors that are pointing towards a softer sentiment and outlook. So recently, we had an outage at Thailand's PTT Asahi Chemical, and Japan's Asahi Kasei and South Korea's Tongsuh Petrochemical will also shut for planned maintenance in mid-May. Meanwhile, PetroChina Jilin's planned turnaround in end May or early June pends further confirmation. So in India, you are right to say that the near-term outlook is also bearish with the resurgence of coronavirus cases. Some downstream plants in the acrylic fiber and acrylamide sector have cut or shut production as end demand is reduced. So we have heard feedback from suppliers as well that they are finding increasingly challenges to charter vessels to India as well. So the China domestic market is under some pressure due to high 100% acrylonitrile operating rate, while downstream acrylic fiber operating rate remained low. The gap between domestic China prices and Asian spot prices are wide, although they have already narrowed from more than 2 months ago. But there continues to be downward pressure to Asian spot prices to narrow the gap further. New capacity from China's Zhejiang Petrochemical Phase 2 could start up as early as June or July, though the actual startup schedule will pend further confirmation from official sources. The US contractual volume will arrive in Asia in around mid-June, and supply is expected to resume normal by July. As the spot discussions shift towards June loading cargoes, buying indications were lower in anticipation of improved supply from the US. Yeah, back to you, Jane.
Thanks, Lily. Yeah, I mean, both Asia and Europe obviously keen to understand about the latest volumes coming out of the US. And that leads us nicely into talking to you, Lucas. You know, how are things at the moment in the US Gulf and how are those units running?
Thanks, Jane. Here in the US, the supply situation is indeed improving, although we are still seeing force majeure declarations in place across US Gulf production, which makes up the vast majority of US supply. There are discussions for spot material for May ongoing, although nothing has yet concluded as of this podcast, a sign that supply is indeed improving. One of the concerns still is that inventories remain critically low as we head not only into the peak demand season, but also into hurricane season, which starts in June. This is all occurring against the backdrop of consumer demand really picking back up as the US begins to exit the height of the pandemic and sort of resume normal life, or quote unquote normal life, as it were before the pandemic. So consumer demand that's feeding into markets such as ABS and nylon is really robust. We're seeing at the same time that other feedstock raw materials remain short. And so that is bringing somewhat of a lag to the ability for people throughout the supply chain to rebuild those inventories. Fingers are crossed that the hurricane season is relatively light, as any other impact to production in the Gulf could keep supply critically tight throughout Q2 into Q3 at a time when demand is really robust. The other side of the coin is that propylene prices in recent days, maybe over the last couple of weeks, have shown a bit of an uptick. And this is also because of the fact that demand right now is outpacing supply. So we're seeing demand not only for acrylonitrile, but other products that use propylene as a feedstock really strong right now. That's expected to improve so long as there are no more disruptions to the supply chain, with improving refinery rates and gasoline production and cracker output, which should, you know, improve propylene supply over the coming months. But all in all, things remain sort of in a tight balance looking ahead, all hinging on the hopes, at least, that there are no further supply chain disruptions going forward. Overall, supply should improve as demand is expected to remain strong at least through Q3.
Okay. Thank you, Lucas. Thanks for the update. So yeah, keep our eyes peeled for how things develop in June with those hurricanes then. Thank you as always, both to Lily and to Lucas, for taking the time to share their thoughts on the latest for acrylonitrile. And thank you to those of you listening. This is Jane Massingham for ICIS in London, and for more up-to-the-minute news, please visit www.icis.com.